The City of Richmond spent almost $500,000 in 2022 on upgrades to the Minoru Center for Active Living, an aquatic and seniors center that's been in for about 2.5 years. This included $77,000 to replace locks in the changing rooms, which weren't functioning properly because of moisture and the chlorinated environment in the changing rooms. The changing rooms were designed as an open concept to reduce theft. However, this allows humidity to then enter the areas. Because replacement parts were no longer available for the lock, they had to all be replaced, explained city spokesperson Clay Adams. The contract was paid to Allied Technical Solutions. Furthermore, about a year ago, the dehumidification coils at the aquatic center froze and burst during a particularly cold spell of weather, so the city had to spend almost $150,000 to replace them. In other upgrades, the city installed window film at the center, at a cost of $84,000, to reduce glare on bright days to better allow lifeguards to see swimmers. Added to these capital costs at MCAL was $164,000 for a 3-year contract for the delivery of Colorado II and storage tanks. The costs to MCAL are listed in the city's financial documents, released last week, showing all contracts over $75,000, and the report in on this week's Finance Committee agenda. Other big-ticket items in 2022 listed in the city's financial documents include the Richmond Ice Center off No. 6 Road, the Minoru Lakes Project, and repairs to the Richmond Provincial Courthouse. The contract with Wilco Civil Inc. last year to rehabilitate the Minoru Lakes was worth about $8.5 million. More than $9 million was paid to PCL Constructors West Coast on infrastructure renewals at the Richmond Ice Center, done in 2 phases. Also on the list of large cost items was $1.17 million on upgrades at the Richmond Provincial Courthouse. The building is owned by the City of Richmond and is leased to the province. The work was mechanical, electrical, and building envelope work. While the city also spent more than $5 million on paving, with the contractor Jack Seewee Construction, they also paid All Roads Construction almost $690,000 to build a 450-meter sidewalk on River Road between No. 6 Road and Burdett Street.